as a final question, what has happened that the American people would vote for somebody who would be so destructive?
Well, this is where I really think my new book on Warren connects to my other book on the crisis of responsibility that you and I discussed in an earlier show. I think that there's a segment of the population, and I most certainly hope it is much less than half. I guess we're going to find out. But I think there's a segment of the population that is bought into a Marxian view of society. And by Marxian, I do not mean an inflammatory or a militaristic 20th century communist type of context. I mean it culturally. They bought into a culturally Marxist view that views life with them as an oppressed and someone else as an oppressor. And that oppressor in Elizabeth Warren's world and Bernie Sanders' world is a bank or an executive or a millionaire or an entrepreneur. And somehow the a segment of the population has bought into the idea that the problems and challenges they face in their life are the fault of successful people. It goes down to the 10th commandment of the Decalogue. It is covetousness. It is envy. And it represents a moral problem far more than a political one. And it is the single issue I've chosen to dedicate my life to.
Well, you're a kindred spirit, my friend. Your book is up at my website. I really urge people to read it. And next time you publish a book, you'll be on the Dennis Prager Show.
Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate it very much.